And you're not going to be allowed. You're all going to be thrown into a communist system. It's a communist system. You're going to be thrown into a system where everybody gets health care.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, August 15th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1304. Donald Trump asked the judge overseeing his election interference trial, which involves falsified business records, to postpone his sentencing until after the presidential election in November. Trump argued that the September 18th sentencing date advances what he claims is naked election interference objectives. Judge Juan Merchan already delayed the sentencing once at Trump's request following the Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity. Trump's latest request for a delay comes one day after the judge declined for a third time to recuse himself from the case and criticized Trump and his defense attorneys for raising inaccurate and unsubstantiated claims. In denying Trump's motion, the judge wrote, "This court now reiterates for the third time that which should already be clear. Innuendo and mischaracterization do not a conflict create." Trump was found guilty by a jury on May 30th on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records related to Michael Cohen's $130,000 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels to avoid a sex scandal before the 2016 election. Trump is facing up to 4 years in prison. Moving on, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that the Republican legislature can refer to fetuses as unborn human beings in the informational pamphlet sent to voters to help inform their choice on an abortion rights ballot measure to enshrine abortion access to the state constitution. The Secretary of State's office, however, said unborn human being would not appear on the ballot itself. Meanwhile, the Biden administration will save Americans $6 billion as a result of the first Medicare drug price negotiations. The new prices take effect in 2026, and the discounts range between 38 and 79% on the medication's list price. It affects 10 drugs selected in the initial round of negotiations. Those who are enrolled in Medicare Part D will save around $1.5 billion in out-of-pocket costs in total. In economic news, the consumer price index eased for the fourth month in a row, setting up the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates in September. Inflation was 2.9% in July on a yearly basis, down from 3% in June, and marking the first time that inflation has slipped below 3% since 2021. Officials at the Fed have held borrowing costs at 5.3%, the highest level in more than two decades, in order to slow demand and bring price increases under control. And finally, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tried to meet with Kamala Harris to discuss a cabinet job in her administration in exchange for him dropping out of the race and endorsing her for president. Harris, however, rebuffed the meeting from the Los Angeles man, who launched an independent campaign for president after discovering a dead worm in his brain and recently confessed to leaving a dead bear cub in Central Park in 2014 because he thought it would be amusing. The effort from RFK Jr. comes weeks after Kennedy and Trump met during the Republican National Convention, where the two discussed a possible role for Kennedy in a potential Trump administration in exchange for an endorsement. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.